This is The Guardian.
I'm Noor Haidar, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story.
So it's 8 a.m. in Beirut now. I'm a little tired because the night before, we constantly heard Israeli military jets flying low over the city. Most of us here in Lebanon, what we do when we hear a sound, you know, we think first, is that thunder or is that an airstrike?
Over recent weeks, as Israeli strikes have intensified across Lebanon, reporter William Christou has been travelling around the country witnessing the destruction in some of the hardest hit places.
Outside of Beirut, the war is only picking up in pace. Here in the town of Nimeria, there was an airstrike on Monday that killed 9 members of an entire family. Last night, there were strikes here in Ramlat al-Baida in central Beirut, where displaced families were sheltering. The feeling in the city of Nabatieh is eerie. No one's around, and the only sound is that of Israeli jets overhead.
In just over 3 weeks, more than 1,000 people have been killed, including 121 children.
Over the past week, Hezbollah and Israel have been intensifying their attacks on each other, and caught in the middle are civilians.
And as the Israeli military bombs vital bridges, Israeli leaders have made no secret of their plan to occupy large parts of southern Lebanon.
Those that remain say that they live in a state of fear and that they're worried about what's going to happen next here in Lebanon.
In the south, entire villages have been razed to the ground.
Now, we've been walking with emergency workers here in the city who say there's only about 150 families left in the city of Nabatieh.
And healthcare workers say Israel is deliberately targeting medical workers and facilities to make the area unlivable.
But first responders say that they won't leave as long as there's one single person left in the city.
Today, on the ground in Lebanon, as Israel threatens to implement the Gaza model.
And now we're being told that we need to leave, as Israeli jets have started airstrikes off in the distance. They say that once the drone disappears, which is a constant sound, and the warplanes come, it means that there could be trouble coming soon. So we'll head out of this area.
It's Thursday, March 26th.